Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Del Bianco is here too, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the executive director of NetChoice.org, an organization I've been telling you about since he founded it. Steve has also become part of the ICANN's team, global team, and for making the transition that we're going to talk about today, the transition of control of the governance, and I may be saying that wrong, Steve will correct me in a minute, of the Internet. Folks, I started warning you about this. I wrote a piece about it, started warning you about it in very, very fervently 2.5 years ago. And now what I warned you about is about to come to pass. Steve Del Bianco, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's an important topic at just the right time.
And I want folks to know that Steve and I are very, very good friends. But for this next couple of segments, there will be times when it might not sound like that. Steve, because I'm still not a true believer in what's going on. So, folks, let me set the stage real quick. The way people get to your website is through names and numbers that a corporation called ICANN manages. The government of the United States contracted with ICANN to manage that for almost 20 years now. That contract's about to go away. President Obama has required that contract be moved to a multi say the nomenclature, Steve, you know it.
Yeah, multi-stakeholder body led by the private sector.
That's it. Okay. Now, led by the private sector, that's the key thing there. So, folks, if you like, well, let me back up. Steve, go ahead and tell us what's been going on. Did I say it right? The control of the governance of the assigned names and numbers of the Internet, all the websites, all that, is going to go over to a new entity.
Yeah, not the websites themselves, Jim, but as you said, how do we translate?
The governance.
How do we translate? Right, netchoice.org. How does that translate into a number so the computer can find where I am? And that works not just to find my website, but also to send emails, because emails have domain names in them too.
Right.
So if you've been staying up late over this problem, then I guess that problem started in the 1980s. And it's not like you've gotten much sleep in the last 30 years, Jim, because in the early 80s, American engineers developed the protocols for interconnecting networks or Internet, and that was called the Internet Protocol or IP. And
right.
They probably gave that recipe away to the entire world in the 1980s.
Right.
Gave it away to the world. And every country, led by its own private sector in most cases, developed their own Internet-based networks within their own borders, using their own equipment, their own rules and laws, but they interconnected to the World Wide Web via the Internet Protocol. So each country created its own and then interconnects with the world through IP. And we have endeavored to ensure that the word netchoice.org or askjim.biz will resolve to the right address no matter where I am in the world.
And that's for the last 18 years, that has been the responsibility of a nonprofit U.S. corporation under contract from the U.S. government.
You know, that's exactly right. And we set that corporation up because while we gave away the recipe for Internet, and we don't own that recipe any more than.
We currently have control of that contract with that company, with that corporation.
Okay, if we have.
And as of September 30th, we're going to lose that control, right?
Of one contract, but let me tell you what happened in 1998, and then succeeding right through the Bush administration, the U.S. government created ICANN, the Internet Corporation,
right,
for assigned names and numbers, and it set it up to be a private sector led international nonprofit corporation to run the rules for the domain name system.
Right.
And these are not the rules for the
Steve, I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of time. I want to make sure we get to what's about to happen because the transfer from this corporation is about to go to a new entity. Tell us who they are and who's going to be running it.
I think that's where you've perhaps gotten a little wrapped around the axles. In 1998, we created ICANN, the Internet Corporation.
That's right.
Design names and numbers. And we handed ICANN the role of running the domain name system.
When you say we, he means the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean the private sector, and our government was along for the ride, but the private sector created this.
Okay.
And the private, because think about it, the Internet Architecture Board, the Internet Engineering Task
Force. Steve, I can't talk about architecture boards. I need you to talk to us about transferring from one entity to the other. I need to know what's going on.
There's no transfer. There's no transfer. So from 1998 onward, we allowed ICANN to run the core of the domain name system, the big table that translates what .org, who runs .org, who runs .com, who runs .net. So that has never changed in 18 years.
Exactly, but what about the next 3 weeks?
All that happens in the next 3 weeks is the U.S. lets the contract terminate, and that was a contract which would have allowed the U.S. to take that away from ICANN and give it to someone else. So the U.S. has honored its promise.
But there was never any indication the United States was going to do that.
Turns out it didn't matter, because once Snowden news broke, government rallied at the United Nations to suggest that, now that it's revealed that the U.S. spies on everything that happens, as if every other government already doesn't do the same thing.
Steve, please get to the entity that's about to take over October 1st.
Yeah, that's where you're missing it. I've said that several times, Jim, so please listen. ICANN is the entity, Jim.
Are you saying ICANN is going to continue to exist after September 30th?
Jim, there's no change. There is nothing that happens on September 30th. ICANN has, since the beginning of time.
But who's the contract? Who's going to be in charge of ICANN?
The private sector that we set up to run ICANN. And that is exactly what I've spent the last 2.5 years of my life doing, is stepping into the shoes of whatever oversight the U.S. government had. It's been transferred now to the private sector because we can now spill the board of directors, get rid of the board of ICANN. We can override their decisions from binding arbitration.
Who is we?
We is the same group of 7 advisory councils that have been running ICANN for 18 years.
Okay.
You've been pretty pleased with the result.
I've got to go to a quick break. We're going to come back in a minute. But prior to this new agreement, or at least currently until the end of September, the ultimate control of all that was the U.S. government. Am I correct in saying that as of October 1, the U.S. government will not have any influence over that?
It will not have the unique single country control.
That's the word. That's what I was looking for. 20 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.